Spark to Roots Meditation by the Spark of Humanity Network.
We each human being, has a spark of humanity. When we let ourselves breathe naturally, comfortably, relaxedly, we can ask our breath to show us where our spark of humanity rests. My spark of humanity is sort of behind my sacrum. Yours may be someplace else. But you will be guided to where it is if you let yourself. So just breathing. Be with your spark of humanity. Feel how it lives. Feel what it feels like. It may pulse. It may sparkle. It may glow. It may do just about anything. So just let it, become acquainted with it. And once you feel familiar with your spark and comfortable with it, when you've made friends with your awareness of it, then on an exhale, let yourself feel the spark reaching down, like sending out a taproot into the ground. And with the inhales, your spark may receive vitality. And with each exhale, that root may go deeper. And let your breath carry that root deeper and deeper. You may notice the texture changing. You may at some point feel that there's a blockage or something intruding on the way. With the inhale, your spark continues to be vital and living within you. And that downward taproot may just be resting now. Resting in front of what seems to be a barrier, or just resting, because this is as far as it needs to go right now. Wherever you experience your taproot being, however far down into the ground of being, the ground that supports you, the ground that is beneath all that is and all that does. Let your taproot stabilize you, and let it begin to draw up perhaps moisture, perhaps comfort, perhaps nutrition, nourishment, wisdom, from wherever it is resting for now. With the inhales, you can feel what is being drawn up by the taproot and feel it feeding and vitalizing and informing your spark. And with the exhales, you are letting the vitality enter that taproot. As it continues to live and rest, or perhaps edge a little bit further downward. Perhaps if there seemed to be a barrier, the barrier is softening. No pushing. Just the exhales. Gently affirming the life of that taproot. And when you feel stable and fed, and that this dynamic is steady, or at least balanced or comfortable, see whether maybe with some exhales, roots want to be growing outward into the soil. Outward, stretching out further away from the axis between your spark and the tip of your taproot. Sending out their little rootlets and tentacles into the soil, into whatever your personal geology is today, at this time. And see what they draw in. Maybe strength. Maybe greater stability. Maybe connectedness. You may feel your rootlets touching the rootlets of others there beneath the ground. Perhaps entwining, perhaps acknowledging and moving on. And as your roots grow out, your lateral or transverse roots grow out, you can feel that there's a stability happening. And as you recognize that the roots of those around you are similarly growing out, the topsoil is held in place. You're supporting each other. You're stabilizing the landscape for each other. You're making it safe for each other to draw up the deep wisdom through the taproot. And you may want to stretch out the sense of your roots out further, to feel a great, like a mat of entwined roots, allies. Maybe the roots are only touching on some dimension we have no language for. But is nonetheless crucial to the stability and the safety and the capacity of us all to reach down and access the deep wisdom. So letting our roots grow out far, far around and deep as they want to go. Connected with each other, creating a root mass of allies through all this consensual reality, supporting each other in accessing our personal deep wisdom. Creating an ecosystem where the wisdom can rise like the sap in the springtime and move towards consciousness, sprouting, leafing, budding, blossoming, fruiting. And that may be a long time from now, a long time to come. But as we establish our root system and let it grow through our breath and through our willingness, we know that it is there and that the deep wisdom and the stability and the safety and the community are all within reach, are all available and present. And when we know that security, and we feel established in that truth, knowing that the roots, both the taproot and the lateral roots, will continue to do their work, we can withdraw our consciousness back into our personal spark of humanity. Affirming that presence. And how it plays out in our lives. And how it may play out in our lives. And we can thank whoever we wish to thank, a name or no name, a force, a power, a vibrational field, or nothing that we want to put words to. We can be grateful. And maybe blink a few times and wiggle our toes and invite ourselves back into our body and this physical reality. A as our breath may change. We can feel our bodies more vitally. Let our eyes drift open and become present to this space and each other.
For more information, please visit us at sparkofhumanity.net. Thank you.